I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Actor Aaron Taylor Johnson wants you to leave his taboo marriage alone. Now, if you're not familiar with Aaron Taylor Johnson, this is the guy that we were talking about a couple of days ago because allegedly he's going to be the new Bond and Cassie is very unhappy about it. I think this man is one of the sexiest men to walk the earth, so I will watch him in just about anything. But he has a very taboo marriage because he met his wife at the age of 18. And she was 42. So they have a 23-year age gap between them. And they met on the set of Nowhere Boy, where he played a teenage John Lennon. And long story short, they end up getting married about 3 years later. So he's 21, she's 45. And a lot of people, for obvious reasons, feel some type of way about it. He's 8 years older than her eldest daughter from her previous marriage. Mm. She's currently 25. I think he's like 33 right now. And now he has two daughters with her. And he recently did an interview with Rolling Stone UK and they asked him about his relationship. And they were like, what would you say to people that have criticized it? And he says, what you got to realize is that what most people were doing in their 20s, I was doing when I was 13. You're doing something too quickly for someone else. I don't understand that. What speed are you supposed to enjoy life at? Mm. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, I'm with him, man. I mean, they're not doing anything illegal. Never have done anything illegal. So if it works for them, I've said this before, man, we keep doing the same things over and over and over again when it comes to marriage, and our statistics are getting worse and worse and worse. So these guys are way not traditional. If it's working for them, who cares? Leave them alone.
I think the thing is, we're just trying to call out, like, if it were a 42-year-old director and an 18-year-old ingenue, like, actress that the director was directing, everyone would be like, that is gross. You are predatory. Like, you have groomed them. Even though it's 18, you're an adult, you're still straight out of your teens. And I think it's not the age gap. It's how old he was. And then I think she got pregnant, if I'm not mistaken, like, a year after meeting. He popped the question and she got pregnant real fast out the gate. So I think everyone's just trying to be like, it's unfair for him. And of course, he's going to defend his marriage, which has lasted a long time. But I think in all fairness, if this was a dude doing this, we would be coming down real hard on him.
Yeah, let me do this. Let me double back on it also, because now that I'm bringing it into my own house, if my 18-year-old brought home a 42-year-old woman, I would absolutely feel a certain way about it, to be honest with you. I'd be like, what are you doing with my 18-year-old?
And then a year later, he's a dad.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. It's okay for your family.
Not in my house.
You do what you want, but not in my house.
Because there's definitely a difference between an adult, like somebody in their 40s or 50s or 30s, having another adult relationship, rather than somebody who just graduated high school. And I think a lot of these child actors think that just because they're working at a young age that they're an adult, but you still have a child's brain. And I think to make Cassie's point, I think a lot of people think, does he realize that he potentially could have been groomed?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he
realizes. But I do think what you're saying has a lot of credibility. When you grow up in that environment, that's not the real world. So I think when you do have some stability that you grab onto it as a child actor, and a 42-year-old will give you some stability probably because they're the same age as your mom.
Exactly. Oh, God.
When you put it that way.
Now I'm uncomfortable. Well, somebody who is excited for their marriage to end is Shakira. She says that her husband was dragging her down. So she recently did an interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Music, and she says she's really enjoying the newfound freedom that she has being a single person for the first time in a while. She says, in a way, it's kind of good not to have a husband because I don't know why it was dragging me down, man. Now I feel like working. I feel like writing songs. I feel like making music. So now she doesn't have to balance the whole husband thing with also her career.
Don't you think anybody that got divorced can say that, though? I mean, it's one of those things that when you go through a breakup, you realize how stressed you were during it, and then you go through this sort of intoxication freedom part, and you feel like it might not have been the person, but the relationship itself was so stressful, it definitely was dragging you down.
I think it goes without saying, like, but I always feel like, wow, like, did you really have to say that? But I've never been in a divorce, so maybe you got to get it off your chest. But as the other person, I don't feel like I would want to know that I was dragging you down so much that you're happy to work now because I'm not in your life.
Well, also keep in mind that she lost him to, like, a woman half his age, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was cheating on her. And so I think, I think that takes a mental load on you when you know that your man is out there with some other woman.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, and also just, like, the responsibility of marriage. So now you don't have the stress of some man cheating on me and also the responsibility of having to try and make it work. I think she's ready to put out some more bangers, and we love that for her. All right, Josh Peck is revealing why he waited so long to speak up for Drake Bell after he revealed he was at the center of a child abuse case. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.